Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 9. Over my dead body. Hello. Listen to the dialogue before we deal with new expressions. Sally, get into the car or we will be late.
Could we wait a bit? Rose said she would come over. I haven't seen her for ages. I miss her.
Is she your old friend who is a chain smoker and never admits she stole my wallet last year?
No, we're not going to see her over my dead body.
I see what you mean. Yes, she has some issues and suffers from tobacco addiction, but she doesn't do it on purpose. And last month, she managed to find a good job, and you shouldn't hold grudge against her. She means well.
I'm running out of patience. Go ahead and stay, but I'm leaving. But you have to keep an eye on her. She might steal your wallet too.
So, now it's time to check out interesting words. You get into or in a car, but you get on a bus, for example. No time to explain. Get in a car.
Yesterday, I got into my car and saw a spider on the window.
Usually, when I get on a bus, I take a back seat.
The opposite of get into a car is get out of a car. For example, listen, get out of the car and find a taxi. I'm not going to help you.
The opposite of get on a bus is get off the bus.
I have to get off the bus at the next stop.
Or I just have to get off at the next stop.
I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't seen you for ages is an expression which means I haven't seen you for a very long time.
For example, Mark is coming back from India. I haven't seen him for ages.
I'm going to visit my parents next year. I haven't seen them for ages.
Miss somebody. You say that you miss somebody when you want to see somebody very much. For example, John, I haven't seen you for ages, and I miss you. When will you come back?
I miss my sister. She lives far away.
You can also miss something. For example, I miss long summer nights in Barcelona.
Chain smoker.
Chain smoker is a person who smokes a lot and very often. The synonym is a heavy smoker. I was a chain smoker for 5 years, but then I made up my mind to give it up.
Admit. When you admit something, you agree that something is true, and usually it is something bad.
For example, he admitted that he was wrong.
The criminal admitted that he had stolen the car.
Deny. Deny is the opposite of admit. That means you say something isn't true. For example, don't say it was you, deny everything.
I can't deny that the dinner was pleasant.
Over my dead body.
Over my dead body is a phrase you use when you don't want something to happen.
Dad, I will join the circus no matter what you say.
Over my dead body.
The joking reply to this is, that can be arranged. For example, you know what? I'm going to quit my job and we will move to India forever.
No, Bob, only over my dead body.
Oh, that can easily be arranged.
I see what you mean means I understand what you are saying.
We shouldn't go to this concert. It's not going to be very interesting.
I see what you mean, but it's my favorite band.
Suffer from.
To suffer from something means to have an unpleasant or bad experience of something. Usually, you use this phrase with illnesses.
She suffers from cancer, but she fights against it.
On purpose. When you do something on purpose, you really aim for it to happen. You want it to be what it is. He hit the man on purpose. That is, he had intended to do so. For example, I didn't do it on purpose. Sorry. It just happened so. Or another way of expressing it. It happened by accident. By accident is the opposite of on purpose. He hit him by accident. Or another example, she spilled coffee on the woman by accident. Manage to do something means to be able to do something, even when it is difficult. He managed to get rid of his alcohol addiction. Everyone said that he would not become a musician, but he managed to get famous and now gives regular concerts. Hold grudge against somebody. When somebody did something bad for you, or maybe you think so, you keep remembering it, don't let go, you feel constantly angry with this person. This is called holding a grudge against somebody. For example, I broke his car last year and he still holds a grudge against me. People always forget the good and remember the bad, holding a grudge against other people. Meanwhile. Meanwhile means to have good intentions. For example, people who criticize you usually mean well. When I told you, don't go to New York, I really meant well. It's a crazy place to live in. Run out of something. For example, run out of bread. When you say that you have run out of bread, for example, it means that you don't have any bread anymore. You can run out of petrol, run out of sugar. You can also run out of patience, like here in this dialogue. I'm running out of patience with this child. It's really difficult to look after it. Go ahead. Go ahead can be translated depending on the situation. 1. Take it, help yourself. For example, these are some nice cupcakes. Can I take one? Go ahead, take as many as you like. Or the second meaning is do it. For example, I'm going to call Bill Gates and ask for a job. Go ahead, do it, and good luck. Can I please ask something? Yes, go ahead. I want to tell you something. Okay, go ahead, I'm listening. Keep an eye on something means to watch or look after. When you keep an eye on somebody, you watch him or her carefully and with great attention. For example, my child is very difficult. I must always keep an eye on him so that he doesn't get in trouble. Prisoners sometimes can work in real restaurants, but managers keep an eye on them. Now listen to the dialogue again and remember all the new words. Sally, get into the car or we will be late. Could we wait a bit? Rose said she would come over. I haven't seen her for ages. I miss her. Is she your old friend who is a chain smoker and never admits she stole my wallet last year? No, we're not going to see her over my dead body. I see what you mean. Yes, she has some issues and suffers from tobacco addiction, but she doesn't do it on purpose. And last month, she managed to find a good job, and you shouldn't hold grudge against her. She means well. I'm running out of patience. Go ahead and stay, but I'm leaving. But you have to keep an eye on her. She might steal your wallet too. Thank you for listening. For more learning activities, go to our website, lingvistov.ru.